Twins and Padres concluding their two-game series on Wednesday. Irvin Santana for Minnesota and Dinelson Lamet starting for San Diego. In the second, Minnesota would find a way to scratch out a run.
And the 1-2 in the dirt. That one kicks off the chest pad. Rosario trying for third, and he's in safe. Hedges throws it away into left field. Rosario scores, 1-0 Twins. Strike three swinging. Hedges on a breaking ball. And the 3-2, he got him. Make it four strikeouts.
And Irvin Rocks fires and got him. Chased a high fastball out of the zone. And Meyer does that a lot. Here's the payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and this got him. Chased the ball down and in the dirt as Meyer storms back to the dugout. So Irvin picks up his seventh strikeout with a tying run at second base. Through 5.5, Twins lead 1-0.
1-0 pitch, a drive to left field and deep in the gap. Eddie Rosario chasing warning track at the wall, leaps up, and that ball is gone, and this is a tie game. And Maton's pitch, a swing and a drive into right, down the line. Back it goes, that ball is gone, a home run! Fair inside the line, Rosario walks it off, sending shockwaves throughout the wild card standings. The Twins in 10 walk it off on Rosario. 3-1 the final.
The Twins beat the Padres for a second straight night. Final score on Wednesday is 3-1 Minnesota in 10 innings, pleasing their manager, Paul Molitor.
I just kind of hope you can hold on. Hedges gets a hold of an off-speed pitch to get him even, and then we had to scramble. You know, we went through a few guys in the bullpen. They did well. You know, Maddie in particular getting five big outs for us. And, Rosie, he's been incredible the majority of the season. Heads up base running play to get our first run, and then, he got to hit his count. And, he swung about as hard as he could, and he hit it about as far as he could. But it was a good, nice way to end the game, a good win.
They're a confident bunch, but everybody knows you're supposed to win these games. So to see a late game tied like that, your pitchers come through, and then there's a walk-off win, it's got to give them the belief that this whole thing is possible.
Well, I think we're trying to get these guys to, not fall into the trap of you're supposed to win these games. We've been through various clubs that, say you got to win, you should win. It just doesn't work that way. You got to go out there and you got to pitch and you got to catch it and you got to hit it and you got to execute and you got to move runners. You got to be smart. Tonight we had to fight with everything we had to try to find a way to post to win. Those guys hung in there. Irvin did a nice job of posting six zeros for us. But you're going to have some games like that. You start to get that feel, the less games you have to play, that, it starts to mount. And you just got to respond. You try to encourage the guys to have fun and try to string together good at-bats where you can. Every once in a while, somebody's going to steal a moment, and that's good too.
For a second straight night, Eddie Rosario hits a home run. But on Wednesday, it was his first career walk-off hit. A two-run home run that wins the game for the Twins, and he talks about his special moment.
I feel awesome. I feel I want to try to go to the postseason. That's it. That's my word. That's my dream.
You guys put 16 on the board last night. Tonight you face a pitcher that's awfully tough, much more difficult to scratch out runs. How'd you guys stay with it and believe you could get it done late here?
It's good day for the both team, the pitcher. It's a little difficult, but it win the game. That's the only it's happening is I need.
Late in the season, these games mean more, they matter more. How much do you start to believe that you might be a team of destiny when you win a game the way you just did,
Eddie?
I feel awesome, man. It's my dream. I want to try to go to the postseason. This team job, y desea mucho de que nosotros vayamos para playoffs.
Irvin Santana was sharp despite a no decision. Santana goes six innings, giving up three hits, no runs, a walk, and seven strikeouts, and discusses his performance.
Feel good. Feel good. Everything was how we wanted. Keep the ball down for the most part. A lot of off-speed for a strike and for a strikeout, so that's what we need.
This looked like a pitcher's duel on paper. Their guy pitched great. You pitched great. Is it fun to go out there and battle when you got your good stuff like that?
Of course, always. Every time I go up there and put zero on the board, it's great for us and in the momentum going for our team, so it's good.
Where do you watch the extra inning festivities, and how fun was that to see that home run blast?
It was fun, especially the way we ended up the game, you know. First walk-off for home run for Rossi, it was tremendous.
Kirby, you walked off the mound with a 1-0 lead, had a chance for a 16th win. What was it like to kind of watch the next few innings unfold? The Twins, you know, struggle to score runs, but then wake up in the extra innings.
Well, you know, the good thing was that we win. We win the game. It doesn't matter how we win, but I want to win, you know, as much as everybody in the clubhouse. But good thing we got the win, and that's the more important thing right now.
There's a stretch where you were hitting 96, 97 on the gun. Were you frustrated, or did you just feel really good tonight?
It feels good. You know, arm feels good, so I have to let it go.
They got some young, aggressive hitters there. Irvin, was part of the plan to try to get them to chase?
Of course, they're very aggressive from the leadoff to last man. So I was like, I'm not going to leave anything in the middle, so just trying to mess it up. And I did a good job messing up the pitches today.
What did you think of that young guy on the mound on the other side? He was putting up some zeros, too. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he got a good stuff. You know, he got life in the fastball, sliders, and changeup. So it's going to be good for their club.
The Padres get a day off before starting a series in Colorado Friday, while on Thursday, the Twins start a home series with the Blue Jays.